Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Congressman Frank Lucas as we zero in on what USDA said about Holcomb in just a moment. Well, cattle producers, it's one of the big sales of the year for Superior Video Livestock Auction, Video Royale 28, Monday, July 27th through Friday, July 31st. From the Winnemucca Event Center, Winnemucca, Nevada, it'll be seen on SLA TV, Dish Network Channel 997, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Each day, Superior Sunrise will begin at 9:30 a.m., and the auction itself starts at 10 a.m. Central Time each day, Monday through Friday. 195,000 head will be offered this year, 29,000 yearling steers, 16,000 yearling heifers, 81,000 weaned calves, and 64,000 calves on cows. Each day of the week, a different region of the country will be featured. Go to their website for details of this year's Video Royale, SuperiorLivestock.com, or call them 800-422-2117, Superior Livestock. This last week, USDA released their investigative report results on the differences between box beef prices and live cattle prices as a result of the Holcomb, Kansas fire last summer and the more recent COVID-19 pandemic. Congressman Frank Lucas has weighed in, and he spent a lot of time talking with folks involved with the Holcomb fire last summer. He's read the USDA report, and we ask him about what he thinks this particular report is saying specifically about the Holcomb, Kansas Tyson food plant fire.
It would appear to me, Ron, that in the Holcomb situation in particular, because literally you had five packers in 2018, my most recent numbers, who packed 84% of the meat, and most of these facilities were super large, super efficient packing facilities, lowest cost per unit of processing. When one of them went down, the inelasticity of the supply and the demand market was such that you had these super gyrations, and literally the price spread peaked at $67 a hundred in 2019 as a result of that for just a matter of days. After the price spread, the difference between what's paid for live and what the processed product sells for went from $27 a hundred to $67. But step forward to the COVID problems when we suddenly had labor shortages, we had health issues at the plants, we saw the spread there jump from early April into the second week in May from $66 a hundred to $270 a hundred. A dramatic spread. Now, that's supply and demand, that's health issues, that's a fire. But the underlying issue, when you have so much of the meat supply, in this particular case the beef supply, going through such a limited number of mega plants, if there's a hiccup of any kind, it's going to set off these gyrations where live cattle have nowhere to go, and consumers don't have access to the finished product, and you'll see these explosions. That's why in the recommendations, they talk about, as we do in our ramp-up act, how do you expand the availability of processing? How do you give sellers more options, producers more options? The efficient, large people will still be there, but how do we make sure there's something on the shelf every time you go to the store? And by the same token, when a producer sells a heifer or a steer out of the feedlot, how do we make sure that there's a place for them to be processed promptly? And that's the goal of all this, I think.
A couple of months back, you had a webinar with Oklahoma Farm Bureau that you did. You suggested that maybe it's time to think about trying to figure out a way to get, you know, instead of four or five packers, maybe double that number or more. Are you still feeling that way?
I'll answer that question, Ron, as soon as USDA finishes their investigation of the provisions of the Packer and Stockyard Act, and as soon as the Department of Justice issues their results on their investigation of the antitrust provisions. The kind of change we're talking about is substantial, it's major, it's long-term. You have to be able to persuade those who know nothing about raising cattle why this has to be done, and the results of USDA's other investigation and Department of Justice, that's the ammunition. Some would say that's the justification. I would say that's a reflection of the reality in the markets right now. And yes, I think I and a number of my colleagues are ready to move, but we need these last two reports. And by the way, those are criminal investigations, remember. It's not just civil penalties. It's not just slap your hand. Stalker's Act and the antitrust laws, those are criminal penalties. It's serious business. Jail time.
The structure of today's beef processing industry under fire. Congressman Frank Lucas. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Hey, Oklahoma, we're counting on you. When you fill out the 2020 census,
you're helping your community receive funding for things like
hospitals,
community programs,
schools, and more.
The 2020 census takes less than 15 minutes to complete.
You can send in your form by mail,
by phone,
or for the first time in history, complete the census online.
When everyone,
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 when everyone counts, everyone wins.
Get the facts at okletscount.org or 2020census.gov.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.